My dear son, I hope this letter finds you in good health. I have such good news to tell you. Last Monday, in the early morning, Molly gave birth to a little boy. As you can imagine, we were all delighted at the happy event. You can imagine also our surprise and joy when I answered a knock at the door less than a week later to find your brother Charlie standing in the porch. He looks thinner than I remember him, and much older too. I don't think he's been eating enough, and I've told him he must do so in future. He says that in spite of everything we read in the papers here, you've been having a fine time together in Belgium. Everyone I meet on the village asks how you are. Even your great aunt. She was the first to come to see the baby. She said that although he was handsome, she thought he had rather pointed ears, which is untrue, of course, and upset Molly greatly. Why does she always say such hurtful things? As for the Colonel, if we are to believe all he says, he could win this war single-handed by himself. Your father always was so right about him. Much has changed in the village, and most of it not for the better. More of our young men go to join up all the time. There is scarcely enough left to deal with the land. Hedges go untrimmed and many fields lie fallow. Sad to say, Fred and Margaret Parsons had news only last month that Jimmy will not be coming home. It seems he died of his wounds in France. But Charlie's short visit and the birth of the baby has cheered us all up. Charlie tells us that very soon there will be another big push and then the war will be over and done with. We pray he's right. Dear son, even with Charlie home, and with Big Joe and Molly and the wee baby, this little house seems empty because you're not there. Come home safe and soon. Your loving mother.